W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We still don't know why a gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Saturday night, killing five people and wounding many more. But the club is calling it a hate attack. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, John Southers.
This is a horrible crime.
A 22-year-old gunman identified as Anderson Aldridge allegedly entered the club Q, which caters to the LGBTQ community, opening fire with a long rifle late Saturday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez on KRDO-TV says.
At least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect.
This is the country's sixth mass killing this month. Colorado's governor, who's openly gay, calls it sickening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The suspect is in custody. The snow that started falling last Thursday south of Buffalo is pretty much over, but the snow piles in some areas are taller than most people. Sunday's football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns had to be moved to Detroit. Ukraine is evacuating some residents fearing a brutal winter ahead because Russia's been targeting Ukraine's infrastructure. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on what it's like in the capital of Kyiv.
When the power's out, as it so often is, the high-rise apartments in Ukraine's war-torn capital feel like death traps. No lights, no water, no way to cook food, and no elevator by which to escape from the 21st floor should a Russian missile strike. Resident Anastasia Pyrozenko tells the AP Russian strikes are plunging the country into the Stone Age. Military living conditions have driven her and her husband from their apartment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NASA's Orion capsule reached the moon this morning, whipping around the backside and passing within 80 miles on its way to a record-breaking lunar orbit. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. UnTuckett shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop UnTuckett's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at UnTuckett.com or 80-plus stores. UnTuckett, shirts designed to be.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCan.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. An 11-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot in the chest when another hunter was trying to unload his gun. Authorities responded to the call yesterday morning near Berlin. He was flown to the hospital where he died. The shooter and the victim were members of the same hunting party. A winner is declared in the sheriff's race in La Crosse County, where the county clerk says Democrat John Siegel won by 175 votes. His opponent asked for a limited recount, and only one new vote was found. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play in a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. Tonight, the Bucks host Portland. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Brother,
dig it.
Solid, right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. Good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, it's warmer outside. You can tell, right?
Yeah, it's the correct temperature.
It's warmer inside, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, Sandy, good morning. That's my co-host, Sandy Williams. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing all right. I think your studio was pretty cold last week. It seems to be okay today.
Yeah, you know, I can't help but go back to the election with the sheriff, wherever they just said, and the guy won by one vote.
No. They found one additional vote in the recount. That was a worthwhile effort. So that voter fraud is rampant.
Yes. So what it did, Sandy, was reminded me of many years ago when I ran for president of our union. 1906, and I lost by two votes, right?
Oh.
And I remember telling guys, I don't need your vote.
Oh. Did you really?
Yeah.
You said that to too many people.
Yeah, I did. I told several guys, I don't need your vote.
Uh-huh.
And I had forgotten about that until I just heard this. Live and learn, I guess they say.
Mm.
You know, and all I had to do was not be arrogant. Right?
I ran for the school board of my school district long ago in the 70s, and I thought I was just such an easy vote for everyone that I didn't really bother to go to many coffees or anything.
I
didn't get elected.
You know, Sandy, I have a lot of respect for people who run for anything, right? Because, I mean, man, it's got to be heartbreaking after all of that work, all of that effort, and then you come up short, right?
Yeah, although maybe some of the people, while they're running, decide, what am I doing? Do I really want this job? And then they find out that they get good news and the night they when they lose, it's like, oh, whew, yeah. Wow, I dodged that bullet.
You know, I couldn't help but think about my good friend Mandela Barnes, and here's a guy who almost reached the mountaintop.
Well, you know, and he's an impressive guy. I certainly hope, you know, that when I was thinking about it, you know, here, you ran for senator. You can't run again for a while. The next Senate seat that opens is a Democrat. So he'd have to wait 6 years to run against Johnson. And then we've got a Democratic governor. So the statewide offices are kind of blocked for him. And the question is, you know, what's he going to do next? I hope he finds some really fruitful way to broaden his horizons for the next several years, and I hope he stays interested in public service because he's an impressive guy.
So why he's not going back to state office? I mean, he was a lieutenant governor, he was a state rep, he ran for state senate. I don't think you run for a United States Senate and come that close 1%, and then go back to state.
Yeah,
he's only been in government, so you know, I guess he's got to look at the business community.
Well, he could, you know, there are things he could definitely do in business. He could go into some kind of consulting. And by this, I don't mean like political lobbying, that right. stuff that's related to politics, but just horizon broadening stuff that would help him better understand sort of how the world works and the world that he would be regulating as a person in government. So I think it's always good for those people to have real life experience. But I just hope it's real life experience. Lots of politicians end up sort of being peripheral political consultants, and in which case they haven't broadened themselves.
And a guy that young who clearly the business community got to see how he handles himself and those kind of things, there'll be some opportunities.
I sure hope so. I thought the only mistake that was made during his campaign was that there was too much time spent on soundbite kind of discussion right. of one or two issues and not enough time with Mandela introducing himself to the voters and letting people see who he really was, because the opposition, all they did is show a picture of his face and the dog whistle that was his face, and then talk about things that didn't really matter. You know, they talked about crime. The senators don't have much to do with crime.
So I'm going to bring him on the air, but I wanted to give him some time, mm-hmm. to figure some things out, and then we'll bring him on the air and have a conversation with him. Again, 35 years old, right. and so he's got his whole life ahead of him, and a bright young man. But anyway, I digress. So there was no Packers. Let me just clearly say this, Sandy. I'm a Packer guy who, when there's no Packer game, I was able to do all these other things.
Yeah, you get so much done.
Yeah. So
your life gets longer when there aren't Packers, because those 3 hours are gone, right?
I built my Sundays around the Packers during the fall, and as long as they're around, I'm looking ahead, because I'm going to have to find other things to do, because they're not going deeply into the playoffs. They're not going to be in the playoffs. It's a short...
Well, you know what I think has happened? I think the whole NFL product has... They really have achieved parity, but they've achieved parity in a sort of unpredictable basis. So we've got, you know, like the Vikings. Vikings are this vaunted team, and they get creamed by a team we just beat.
Yeah.
And so my sense is that actually the Packers for the last couple of weeks have been a pretty good football team. The Titans are a really good football team, and so are the Cowboys.
I'm going to go back to something you said about football, and you've been spot on several weeks ago. You talked about these teams having caught up with the vaunted West Coast.
Yeah.
I'm looking at games. It's 3-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
It's 7-3. At halftime.
Well, and the coaching tree that includes the Rams, the Broncos, the Packers, the 49ers,
they're
not doing that well. And it was this magical. I think it was just the fact that it took a while for the defense to figure it out, but they figured it out.
Well, let me ask you this, Sandy. This is what people need to understand. You know, I don't know how to say this. The Detroit Lions are higher ranked than the Green Bay Packers right now.
Are they really?
Yeah. The Packers have a worse record than the Detroit Lions.
Oh, and we play the Lions next.
Yeah. And how many games are we into the season? No. We play the Eagles next. So in how many games? We're 11 games into the season, and Detroit has a better record than the Packers. The Detroit Lions have won 3 straight games.
Well, I think the Lions are actually going to be an okay team. I think I kind of like their coach, actually. And I think what's happened is that hard-bitten, tough-nosed football is what's winning football games now. If you look across the league, the teams that are winning are the ones that are playing Lombardi-style football.
Are you saying the Packers don't have a rough, tough?
Well, I think we could. Because our running game, when we decide to concentrate on it, our running game is good. But we've got a quarterback who thinks that gunslinging is ultimately the way the game has to be played. And the West Coast offense is premised on setting up the pass with the run. It's not the other way around. And so it's a pass-based offense right now. And the teams that seem to be doing solid are the ones that are chewing up halfbacks. I mean, their halfbacks aren't lasting 4, 5, 6 years, but they're taking their halfbacks and spending them.
So it's the old 3 yards in the cloud of dust.
Well,
that used to be in the Central Division, right?
When you multiply 4 times 3...
That's the first down.
It's a first down. So, you know, you only have to make 4 yards once.
Yeah. You know, Sandy, if... As I'm watching this change, because it is a change,
yeah,
it has occurred. They haven't said it yet, but it is kind of official. That also means that they're going to stop paying the quarterbacks all the money.
Well, that's important, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the people might look back at this era in football and say, wow, that was the quarterback era. When people were spending all their money on quarterbacks and the offense, you know, clearly if you have a passing offense, it's based on the quarterback, right?
Right.
So, and you've got a couple of skill positions, you're going to pay them a fortune. So your wideouts, your left tackles, and your quarterbacks are going to get paid all the money.
Right.
And I think what they're finding out is if you learn how to defense that quarterback process, you're wasting a lot of money.
No question, because we've seen some of the. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. It's a lot of the top flight quarterbacks who are having trouble.
Yeah, like all of them.
Yeah. So the other part of it is, you know, we saw the era when the running backs were king. And the running backs got all the money. And now the running backs get very little money. And now it looks like they're swinging back to that. But that all goes to college, right? I mean, the colleges.
Well, I think running backs have limited money because their careers are too short to get into the big money, right? The four-year rookie contract gets them almost to the end of their career. They have about 3 years left after that, so maybe they get one contract after their rookie contract. So that makes them kind of a good deal if they're all comparable to one another.
You know, a professional battering ram. Is not going to have, you know, a long career.
Right.
And so that's what they are, professional battering rams. I even look at...
Derrick Henry?
Yeah. Oh, he's an exception, but I look at the guys, number 28 for the Packers.
A.J. Dillon.
A.J. Dillon. He's strong. But he's a professional battering ram, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Jones is a little different, but he's also a battering ram, but he can get outside. But A.J. Dillon is straight ahead. And we've seen those kind of guys. Not gonna survive long. We got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It is nice and toasty in here.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 38. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. Highs level off around 42. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, you and I were talking a little bit before the show about, you know, Facebook.
Yeah.
And you're in my generation,
mm-hmm.
who's on Facebook. And I don't think there's anybody, well, there is probably, but the majority of you're in my generation has a Facebook page. And I'm trying to figure out why the majority of our generation has a Facebook.
Why, Facebook came out, and I looked at it, and I, pardon my English here, but I thought, what the hell is this all about? You know, and it seems like
I bet you've got a Facebook page.
Well, I do because my family more or less insists that I have never personally posted a single thing on my Facebook page. Number one, number two, it's only private; it's not available to anyone but my friends. Whoever they are, and I guess those are people I've accepted into my circle of friends, but it just strikes me so much of a look at me thing. Now, I can understand it for radio personalities, people who have businesses, restaurants, all those people can use Facebook as a bulletin board, and families can use it as a bulletin board within the family, but then the stuff that people spread within the family, my sister's probably listening, but I've got a sister who sends out a Christmas card every year.
On Facebook?
No. Oh. She sends one out, and it's some summarizes the year, and let me tell you, it's the best spin possible on the year. I mean, everyone who sends out Christmas cards summarizing the year tells you the good stuff, right? They aren't going to tell you all the details. And that's what Facebook is, too. You get all the good stuff. And so it just doesn't strike me that anyone's having a dialogue that you would have with a friend. Because normally with a friend, you talk about things that really matter.
You know, Sandy, so I was telling you the story where when Facebook was first coming out, and I had 5,000 followers, and I'm like, wow, man, it was an ego kind of thing. You got 5,000 followers.
Mm.
What that meant, you know, I mean, you could take that and probably a penny, and you couldn't get very far.
Yeah, I don't know what I had thinking about Ringling Brothers and a sucker born every day kind of a thing.
So I had these 5,000 listeners, And I would walk around with my chest poked out because, man, 5,000, I mean, not listeners, but 5,000 followers. And many of the people I didn't know from Adam. I don't know. You know, you see people and they send you these, help me out, Connor. They send, they want you to.
Like?
Not likes. What? But they want you to. They want to become one of your followers. What do you call those things?
Friend you?
Yeah, they friend you. Sandy knows.
No, they friend you.
Yeah. What is that? I've never friended one person.
Connor, do you want to be my friend?
No.
And don't say no, because that's the thing. When you ask someone to friend you, you're making yourself kind of vulnerable.
But, I mean, why would I send a friend request to somebody?
Just think if they say no.
I know.
Oh my God.
Well,
I mean, it's only weird if you don't know them already.
Well,
you got to know them first, then you send the friend request.
No, but these people you don't even know.
I got a friend request from an actual old friend. Yeah. I did get a friend request. I thought, oh, isn't that
nice?
Well,
from an old friend, I understand that. But why are you?
Of course, most of my friends are old.
I know. Yours and mine both. But what is going on in your life that you reach out to somebody you don't know and say, I want to be your friend?
It's like putting a sign on yourself that says, I'm pathetic. Yeah.
You said it, I didn't say it.
Wow. Wow, Sandy.
I know that's a heavy indictment, my
Ooh,
friend.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I really don't. Look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, I don't get that, right?
Well, the whole social media thing, I think, is causing all of our universes to shrink. That's what we were talking about before the airtime. And, you know, I think it's caused us all to become less interested in the broad community. I mean, the broadest community being the world, and then the country, and then the state, and then our locality and our family. And everyone's locale is broken down to the point where it's only the little part of the universe that they choose to intersect with through the social media. And social media is a totally self-selected process. You see what you want to see. We've come around to believing what we want to believe, and we're getting more and more dissociated from the broad one another, and I think it's keeping us from having the community value system that we need in our country to solve our problems, you know, to actually care for everyone's children and not just the kid that is our offspring.
So, Sandy, so, you know, you and I are from a generation where we had physical friends. Right?
Yeah.
We would see them. We would interact.
They weren't just virtual.
Yeah. Right. And there's something to be said by seeing, feeling, touching, interacting with people. Right? I mean, that I think far outweighs.
I could probably set up conversational algorithms so that people could converse with me long after my demise, you know, and they wouldn't even know.
No, listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to spend a little time on this because I think it's necessary. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled and vote Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocate.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Ukraine and Russia have been blaming each other for shelling the Chukin area of Ukraine that has a nuclear power plant. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
Powerful explosions from shelling have hit Ukraine's Zaporizhia region, the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency says more than a dozen blasts shook the Russian-occupied facility on Sunday, damaging buildings and equipment. Ukraine has blamed Russia, saying it was trying to prevent the plant from partially restarting to deliver electricity to millions of Ukrainians who are without heat, power or water in the freezing cold. Elsewhere, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over 400 strikes hit Ukraine's eastern regions on Sunday alone, with blackouts scheduled for 15 regions and the city of Kyiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Fox.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop UNTUCKit's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop UNTUCKit's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at UNTUCKit.com or 80-plus stores. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to...
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. An 11-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot in the chest when another hunter was trying to unload his gun. Authorities responded to the call yesterday morning near Berlin. He was flown to the hospital where he died. The shooter and the victim were members of the same hunting party. A winner is declared in the sheriff's race in La Crosse County, where the county clerk says Democrat John Siegel won by 175 votes. His opponent asked for a limited recount, and only one new vote was found. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play in a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. Tonight, the Bucks host Portland. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Wow, really? We'll look at it again. Oh.
Funky.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And look, we're talking.
Earl?
Yes, sir.
Will you be my friend?
Hey, you know... So we're having a conversation about...
Please. Connor, how about you?
About social media and the fact that generations, our generation, it really surprised me when, and you know, that our generation has bought into it so much, even though I think in many instances it's just like you said before, family members have kind of talked their families, their the elders in their families. Hey, get on Facebook and we can stay connected.
Yeah,
and so I'm assuming that's what it is, because you know I really don't see the elders
talking about, hey, I went to the restaurant yesterday, and I had some tacos. You know, oh, you did? Oh, yeah, I had some tacos. Did you see? Yeah, and they showed a plate of the tacos, and then they get 40 hits. Oh, that looks good. Well, come on, man. What is that about?
Yeah, I think there's a limit. I think there's a limit to the things we should photograph and post on that relate to our day-to-day lives.
And what you ate in the restaurant is one of those things that you should be barred from showing on Facebook. I don't care how good it looked. I don't care who really cares what you had to eat. And I don't know why somehow people think that's information that people should want to know about.
Well, it could be that people are becoming more and more boring. we lack content on an increasing. No, in fact, being serious now, I do think that social media has emptied us of real content, and we've become much more. I think the word that some effete intellectuals use would be vapid, which means that we're thinking in a shallow way and not in a deep way, because you can't have deep sort of thought processes conveyed to one another very easily on Facebook, and certainly not on Twitter. And the processes involve such a self-selection process about what you read, what you believe, what you talk about, that it really was part of the perfect storm that led to Trumpism. Trump knew best, almost, how to utilize something like Twitter to excite a bunch of people at this shallow level of thought that is excited by social media.
Sandy, let me say this, and I hope the women don't get angry with me. Right?
Oh my goodness. Let me, as your lawyer, Earl, tell you, whenever you start a sentence like that, Earl, you shouldn't finish it.
Yeah, I know where that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to finish?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so
I like train wrecks. I love train wrecks. I like NASCAR accidents. Go ahead.
So
proceed.
So you know, women who are showing everything, right? They've got. You know,
now you're not talking about anatomically. No.
Well, I mean, you know, look at me and look at my curves. Mm-hmm. And
so you're talking about like the Kardashian sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and so you're taking all these photos, and everybody's supposed to see you, and somehow people are following that. Millions of people are watching that, and I'm like. What is that, man?
Yeah, but I think that has rolled off of Facebook and has rolled onto Instagram and
everywhere.
TikTok.
Yes.
It's even a shallower. Now it's in the shallow pool, not even in the deep end.
But why would you even care? I mean, Connor, I think you wanted to add something to this.
Why would you even care?
This is great. This is great. I'm so happy you're making this a point. I don't understand it myself. Like, I try to... You know, I don't understand what makes, you know, an Instagram, you know, model worthy of getting millions of dollars worth of endorsements, you know, just for looking a certain type of way when different type of people look all different types of ways.
It strikes me that most of those models, the people who should get the money are the plastic surgeons who created
them.
They
do, though.
Yeah.
They just don't get the sponsorships.
Yeah, they don't get the attention they deserve.
I mean, that.
Here some of those again. Plastic surgeons are paid in the millions in Hollywood.
Here I go again.
Great. Go ahead.
So women now on some of these things, there's a new...
Earl, don't do this.
I don't know if it's new or whatever it is, a style or fashion where they wear clothes, see-through clothes. Have you seen that?
Oh, but it's not such a bad trend.
I mean,
Come on,
it depends on how
man.
Good the fashion is. I mean,
I'm saying, okay, I could understand that.
No, I mean, this is really going on.
Yes, mm-hmm. I could understand that if you're young, but I just don't think 50 and above should be allowed to wear see-through.
You know,
I think people should wear what they want.
I think we should talk about the weather. Right?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah,
I think
we can have a conversation about this because a lot of people think like that.
Am I chauvinist? Am I being chauvinist?
I don't know. I just think whenever we have three sentences in a row that start out by saying women,
I know.
I think we're definitely on thin ice, and it's early in the winter. This ice is not thick enough to walk on.
Well, here's a guy who's going to bail us out. Sandy's Tom from LA. Us, hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government.
Hey Tom, am I on thin water?
Thin ice.
Thin ice.
I mean, the thing is, we have to be able to look at what is the, you know, like I grew up in a town of 2,000 people, right, where everyone knew everything about everybody. It's just the way it was, and that's kind of how I feel about Facebook now. Is that it's like welcome to the small town. Because whether you live in a very large city or whether you live in a, rural area, I mean, that's what Facebook is. It's basically kind of a little small town. Again, I will say Facebook has been mainly been like classmates. It's been mainly positioned, in a vertical market where people that have either, I don't know, people that live in the same town, I don't know what they have to say to each other, but like it's about like what's going on in your life. It's about what's going on. I don't see it as a broadcast type thing. Twitter is more of a broadcast thing. At least if you're using it, I think, in my opinion, properly, it isn't about food fights and all this kind of stuff. Because honestly, who has enough space to actually have a conversation? That's why you call the Earl Ingram show, so you can actually have a conversation that's longer than 150 characters long. It's one of those things where, yeah, there's a lot of social media has brought about a lot of narcissism. It's brought about a lot of, you know, me. So has Instagram and so has TikTok, but it depends on how you use it. Like I said, I use it mainly because if I see an article, which you'll see, Earl, some of the stuff I sent you last week, just give you kind of a taste of what Twitter is. But it basically is information maybe that you didn't know about before. And you can actually go into, like you guys were talking about, the audit last week. And I went into Twitter and I went up to the search and I put in audit. And it said that the United States government has failed every audit for the last 8 presidents or something like that in the military industrial complex. And I know that Bernie Sanders and I think Ron Paul were two people that actually audited the Federal Reserve or somewhere like that. So, I mean, it brings about more types of conversations that you can actually have with people. But like I said, in the political realm, I think that's where you get Twitter. In the Facebook realm, you get more classmates, but the problem with Facebook is that it becomes toxic because of the algorithms that Facebook puts out there to try to start food fights with each other about issues that keep the billionaire class in the free and make it where someone's talking about a transgender student where you might have one transgender student in the whole state of Wisconsin.
So help me understand this. Here's a post today on my Facebook post. Happy Sunday. It shows a guy in a suit, and then he gets 60 responses because he says Happy Sunday, and he's in a suit.
You get 60 likes.
60 likes, yeah. I don't get that. Happy Sunday, and that's enough to get 60 responses from.
Yeah, and that's part of it, Earl. Some people, honestly. I mean, if you look at years ago, there was research being done. In fact, I had a professor from my college that did a research paper on it where she talked about the fact that a lot of people that are either shut in or elderly or whatever it might be, they actually looked at Oprah Winfrey as an example, as their friend. They looked at the media newscast people as their friend because they really didn't have a lot of other you know, conversations going on either with their adult children or maybe they didn't have children at all. So it became like those became their friend in a very, very strange way, which it shouldn't be. You know, I listen to you every day. I guess I consider you a ally. I think we're friends, but at the same point, you don't know me. I don't know you really, except for the fact that we talk every day about what's going on politically. Well, so I know but we agree Tom, in that
here's,
way.
Here's the difference. You and I have a real conversation. We get to connect with each other verbally, and correct. and so I feel that you.
I guess I look at it this way. Like the Happy Sunday thing is, I guess that could be a look at it as a positive. They're putting positive energy out there. So
yeah,
I can see that.
But I put my picture of myself with a suit on, and so you're looking at me. You know.
Right.
Well, I think there's a protocol too. I think that
Earl, that's called a meme. Remember we were talking about memes last week, and Connor was talking about a meme. That's kind of a meme.
Oh, okay. Well,
where it just says Happy Sunday like that. It really has nothing to. Am I correct on that, Connor?
Yeah, but then why do we, but then why Maybe. The picture of me?
Memes are dependent on context.
I think also that all these likes are almost like a reflexive protocol. People feel compelled to demonstrate that they're reading it, so they have to put something down to show that they did. And it's a funny sense of obligation that a lot of people have. Same with if you get into a text message chain, and somebody has writes something and everybody else feels compelled to say something, you know, even if it's nonsensical,
right.
Empty.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like to give positive reinforcement or acknowledgement that you actually read the message. I mean, you got some people where. And I will say I'm not being sexist here. I'm not. Well, I should ever go like Sandy said.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me just say, like when someone says, "Look, I'm telling you the truth. Beware!" Right? So it's like, yeah.
But I do find that the female population seems to need more of that validation of likes or on Instagram from their friends.
Uh-oh.
Likes. Or whatever it might be. And the thing is, I know as an example, I quit going on Instagram so much because, oh God, if you go and like someone else's Instagram post more than you like someone else's, they're like, well, why didn't you like my post? And that's when it gets really, really into some toxicity
Tom, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call.
You bet.
Yeah. Listen, we've got to go to a break and we're going to move on. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not less.
We're going to talk about something?
Yeah. Well, this is what they do on Facebook, talking about nothing.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I shouldn't say that. It got to go. While we still have a listener or two. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams, my co-host. We'll be right back.
Good and plenty of what you need the most. And that's
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 38. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 23 tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Temps above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Let me go here, Sandy, because our nation is in a lot of trouble. We talk about a lot of different things, but one of them is physician burnout.
I know, I saw it today. In fact, I've got a daughter-in-law. She's not my daughter-in-law anymore, but who's a nurse. And you know, everybody I know in the medical profession is burning out.
Sandy, that's when you look at.
I mean, they're underpaid, and because of understaffing, they're all working too long hours, and they're causing all of them to see too many people in the time frame in which they're doing whatever they're doing. It's like inhumane.
So we also know, Sandy, that your and my generation is aging and going to need more and more. What are we doing as a nation to address it, right? I mean, it's another one of those things that, as you always say, we fail a plan. Where's the plan for that? The answer can't be physician burnout, the national crises no one is talking about. I mean, this is real.
I was talking about, this is the woman who cleans our house, Polish.
Right.
Her husband's from Slovakia. They're here, they're citizens. He owns the hockey lockery. And she does home cleaning, but they're pretty successful. I'm sure that they're at or above the median income.
Right.
So I started talking to them about how difficult it is in this country with all that stuff. And they said, you know, if we went back to Poland, we'd have health care, child daycare, and education and taken care of. And you could see her eyes were sort of thinking, maybe we should go back to Poland. I mean, you know, the fact is that everyone's afraid, like we've talked about. And now with the shortage of health care, now we're really screwed because even if you have health care, you can't get it.
Look, here's a prime example. I don't know what the issue is with children. What do they call it? The virus?
The RVS?
The RVS virus.
Yeah.
So the hospitals jammed, filled to the brim with children. We haven't even gotten into all the other things, and the nursing and the nurses are being burnt out dealing with something like that. There's just nowhere to go. There's no healthcare workers, not enough healthcare workers. You ran them out of what it was they were doing.
Well, I think part of the problem is that people went into healthcare because they wanted to get the satisfaction of knowing that they were helping somebody and getting feedback from, you know, getting to know someone, helping them get well. And now what they're deprived of is this ability to get to know anybody. They're only entitled to spend, you know, 85 seconds. You know, they have to rush through everything they do. Everything is stacked up. You know, they aren't getting any positive feedback from their process.
Well, you know, Sandy, I recall as a young man, I knew my doctors, right?
Yeah.
Doctors had their own practices.
Right.
Right. I mean, maybe, you know, young people like Connor and others, they don't remember a time when doctors had their own practices. I would go to see my doctor whenever there was something and I needed to see my doctor. I could make a call. He'd make room for me to come in. And then it was, hey, Earl, how's it going?
Right.
Hey, getting a little round around the belly. You know, maybe you need to stop. And he would, and we could have a conversation. Right? I mean, we talk, how's the family doing?
Yeah.
That existed.
Yeah, now you call up your doctor. I feel pretty privileged. I am privileged. I call a doctor for an appointment, and unless I can allege it's an emergency, they'll say, well, let's see, when in March?
Okay, this is my point.
Yeah.
If I need to go see my doctor now, so I had a doctor at Frater, and he's kind of a young guy, but he had so many patients because the way they got it set up is it's an assembly line. I mean, just is.
Yeah.
You go in to see the doctor. The nurse takes your temperature and does some.
And then the physician's assistant talks to you.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the doctor comes in for a nanosecond, and they do the same thing the physician assistants just did.
Yes. So he'll take a stethoscope.
Yeah.
He'll look in your eyes, he'll look in your ears, no conversation. Look, well, how's it, and inside of 10 minutes, he's out. And so there was another guy who came and took his place, and he took the overflow.
Should we be back on?
We're on.
Here we go.
Oh, Sandy, you didn't know we were on.
What?
You're scaring me, man.
We were on.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad. It was a thoughtful conversation.
Well, yeah. You know, are you implying that we don't have thoughtful conversations off the air?
It could happen.
So then this other doctor came in to take the overflow. And I said to him, will you become my doctor? Because I knew I could get to see him. He's a new guy.
So you said, will you be my friend?
Yeah. And here it was 4 months later, and he said, oh, by the way,
yeah,
you're not going to be able to see me as much. But the issue is.
So he broke up with you.
I can't get, if I need to see the doctor or a specialist, it's 5 or 6 months.
No, I know. I mean, the healthcare industry is broken. It's broken. And it's broken because of the payor thing, but the ultimate result of it is, and I think it's this lack of validation and feedback, that the healthcare worker is not realizing satisfaction because they don't get a chance to get to know you and get to feel like they're doing you any good because they have to rush through it. They have this process that involves the nurse, the physician's assistant, the doctor. Everybody spends a little bit of time with you. Most of that time is spent asking you all those questions about what medicines you take. And it's the same stuff over and over. But the main thing is, unless it's an emergency, it's March. You know, if I called up a doctor right now and said, I need to see you about X, they'd say, okay, well, and the appointment secretary would get on and it would be sometime in March. And that's the way it is across the board. And for people who don't have access to health care, what they have is the emergency room, which is piled up with people.
So I guess, Sandy, what I want to ask is, at the end of this, is we need to start bringing in people from outside of this country who are clearly licensed nurses.
Have you been to the doctor lately? I mean, and that's already happening. A substantial percentage of our medical personnel in the United States right now are from outside the country.
No question. Yeah. No question. But they need to look even further because this is a crisis that I guess you don't realize until you are in the hospital, until somebody else that you know. And then that's when you realize it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm not done with this subject because it's a serious subject that we need to talk about. Not quite as serious as what Sandy had.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business.
Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? DesignGarden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? You've been smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack. What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.